We come this evening to the very beginning of our Holy Week, this Holy Week of Christ's great passion that we have just heard in the Gospel. And as you look to the front of the church, you can see the very Gospels that we heard tonight placed before us as part of our environment, part of our preparation for this, where we have on each side of the altar that song that we sang as we entered the church, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, son of David. Recognizing who Jesus truly is, who he is as our Lord, our Savior, the Messiah who has come to save us. And then at the center, of course, is the mystery that St. Paul in his letter today, his second reading today, proclaims so proudly and so powerfully, I should say, that the cross is at the very center because we who sang Hosanna in the highest have just now in the Passion said, let him be crucified. Because we know the mystery of this whole Passion is the very people who sang Hosanna would scream, let him be crucified, crucify him. Crucify him. And we might think that was them and that's not us now. But we have to remember that in our sinfulness, we often tell God to go get crucified. We have nothing to want to do with him. And at other times, we lift our voices in praise and thanksgiving, giving glory to God for his mercy, his love, his comfort, his blessing. That is the mystery that we walk these final days of Lent. That is the mystery we began on our Ash Wednesday celebration. The mystery we truly began the day we were baptized. That we are called to proclaim Hosanna in the highest and recognize the need for the cross of Jesus Christ, the cross of salvation within our lives, that cross that forgives sins, that heals divisions, that brings mercy and love, compassion and peace into our world. And so this week, this Holy Week, we make that final journey where we allow the peace of Christ to be within our hearts, where we deny those things that crucify Jesus, crucify God in our lives. Those ego things, those pride things, those hurtful things, those troubling things in our lives, whatever they may be, where we seek to build relationships of love and blessing, whatever they may be, where we offer ourselves as alms, to be given and shared, to be broken, to be blessed, to be lifted up in prayer. That is our Easter mission. But to get to Easter, we must walk to the cross. And that is our invitation this week, to walk with Jesus on the way of the cross. And it is a cross of love and blessing. As St. Paul reminds us, that Jesus became like us in all things but sin, so that we might discover and live the true dignity God wishes us to live. And so this week, we join Christians throughout the world in praying for the reign of our God to come, the peace of our God to come, the blessing of our God to come. And for us who have been watching the news today and seeing the tragedy of Egypt, where people like us coming to celebrate God's blessing, God's salvation, suffered the tragedy of death, suffered the tragedy of hatred, we stand with them and we pray with them, knowing that as we carry the cross, it is a cross of peace and of blessing. It is the only cross the only road, the only way that will bring us that true joy, that true peace, that true mercy, that true reconciliation that the world so desperately needs. And so with Jesus, we walk the way of the cross. We receive him in his body and blood, soul and divinity. We lift him up in Eucharistic joy so that we might carry our cross into the world.